Welcome to the AI Hustle Podcast, the podcast where we break down the latest in AI news, tools, and interview experts helping you hustle and do more using AI. If you've been following the podcast for a while, you'll know that over the last 6 months, I've been working on a stealth AI startup. Of the hundreds of projects I've covered, this is the one that I believe has the greatest potential. So today I'm excited to announce AI Box. AI Box is a no-code AI app building platform paired with the App Store for AI that lets you monetize your AI tools. The platform lets you build apps by linking together AI models like ChatGPT, Midjourney, and 11 Labs. Eventually, we'll integrate with software like Gmail, Trello, and Salesforce, so you can use AI to automate every function in your organization. To get notified when we launch and be one of the first to build on the platform, you can join the waitlist at aibox.ai. The link is in the show notes. We are currently raising a seed round of funding. If you're an investor that is focused on disruptive tech, I'd love to tell you more about the platform. You can reach out to me at jaden@aibox.ai. I'll leave that email in the show notes. I think this thing to say is that really in today's landscape, companies have a ton of data, but the challenge for getting, you know, really meaningful insights is still a big obstacle. And I think that's where Databricks comes in. You know, you've seen Databricks. They've made some big plays in this space. They're definitely a major player in the AI arena. They're based in San Francisco, and they are trying to change that challenge that companies are having with really getting good data out of their, or I guess really getting good insights out of their data. So they're known for kind of pioneering the lakehouse architecture, and Databricks aims to make data monetization easier by democratizing access to insights. That's what they say. To be honest, I kind of have an aversion to the word democratizing when it comes to, I don't know, everyone's democratizing AI, democratizing, like I could literally tag that word onto almost all the companies I've ever worked on. I think most people could in some way or another by making something easier. They always say they're democratizing it, but whatever. We'll get over my aversion to that. It is a really interesting play they're making. So to kind of further their ambition here, Databricks Ventures, that's their venture arm that invests and acquires companies. Essentially their investment arm. They recently disclosed a strategic investment in San Francisco startup Hightouch. So this announcement is part of a larger $38 million funding round, and it aims to solve the critical challenge businesses face to utilize their enormous data resources effectively. So the partnership between Databricks' robust data platform and Hightouch's specialized data extraction capabilities is set to really help businesses, particularly in marketing, which, as you know, I am all about marketing. I studied marketing. I taught advanced digital marketing at university. This is kind of my area that gets me excited. So Steve Sobel, who kind of heads up communications, media, and entertainment over at Databricks, he clarified the essence of this collaboration. He said, quote, "What we're delivering with Hightouch is all around making data usable. The focus," he said, "is on," quote, "helping organizations through their enterprise data challenges and strategy." And really, I think he's kind of signaling Databricks' intent to be a vertical player. So he's fluent in both the language of the customer and the industry at large. And he kind of elaborated on all of this, specifically on the contemporary business climate. He said, "We live in an area where every industry is moving towards direct-to-consumer, optimizing marketing, and delivering a superior personalized experience across any channel, anywhere, anytime is essential." So Kushish Gupta, who's Hightouch's co-founder and CEO, added a different layer to the narrative, and he kind of introduced the, quote, "broad booster," or the match booster feature. So this is built into Hightouch to harmonize first-party data with third-party data sets. So according to Gupta, quote, "this approach allows businesses to reach their customers across a multitude of different channels." He then kind of went on to describe how data and marketing strategies are increasingly becoming one. And he was even citing, you know, personalized factors like zip codes, login times as key elements influencing business decisions, which is really interesting, you know, kind of breaking down if I'm going to buy something, right? What the likelihood of me buying based off of like my zip code, or I think it's really interesting. They like look at login time. So they're like, man, like this guy logged into, I don't know, let's say I log into Disney Plus to watch a movie at 7 o'clock at night. And then maybe I'm more likely in, you know, 1 hour later to go and buy a new TV remote or a new you know, popcorn bowl or I don't know, whatever, right? It's kind of a funny example, but it's interesting. They're taking into account data points that I think not a lot of people look at when you're trying to make some of these predictive ads and other kind of marketing decisions. So founded back in 2020 by Gupta, along with former Segment engineers, Tia Monar and Josh Curl, HiTouch aims to serve as a single source of truth by leveraging reverse ETL technology. So the platform allows customers to sync data from their data warehouses to over 200 SaaS tools, including Salesforce, HubSpot, Facebook, and TikTok, without requiring engineering support. So the company reports a threefold venture or revenue increase in the first half of 2022 and has grown from 40 employees in 2021 to 93 this year. They have a really extensive client list featuring organizations like the NBA, Grammarly, and PetSmart. And looking forward, the newly acquired funding, I think, is going to fuel product development, particularly in customer understanding and machine learning. So HiTouch also plans to ramp up its go-to-market strategies and broaden its talent pool. Gupta highlighted that the company's exponential growth has been customer-driven. So he really kind of underscored the strong product market fit, which if you've done startups, you know it's all about product market fit. If they're seeing strong product market fit, then it's, you know, definitely time to scale. So as an enterprise increasingly rely on this data, the data warehouses as their kind of foundational source of truth, I think HiTouch is positioned as kind of a pioneer in this field that's growing really fast. And it's, you know, the field of reverse ETL. So citing data from Gartner, the adoption by AI enterprise has grown 270% over the past 4 years and tripled in the last year alone. So, you know, it's, you know, we're seeing a massive surge right now. And I think this really kind of aligns with increased demand for platforms like HiTouch, and really platforms that are capable of activating data and applying AI, which is, you know, thereby bringing or kind of bridging the gap between data and abundance and, you know, actionable insights. There's a lot of data out there, but like, what do we do about that? And I think that's the problem a lot of enterprises are trying to solve. And I think that's a problem that HiTouch is going to help deliver on. So it's going to be interesting to follow this company and see how they scale.
If you are looking for an innovative and creative community of people using ChatGPT, you need to join our ChatGPT creators community. I'll drop a link in the description to this podcast. We'd love to see you there, where we share tips and tricks of what is working in ChatGPT. It's a lot easier than a podcast, as you can see screenshots, you can share and comment on things that are currently working. So if this sounds interesting to you, check out the link in the comment. We'd love to have you in the community.
Thanks for tuning in to the AI Hustle podcast. If you could do us a massive favor, we would really, really appreciate it if you could leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts. This helps people find the podcast. It helps people know this is a good place to go. And we would really, really appreciate it, as it helps us continue to bring on incredible guests and share incredible content for you to listen to.